stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeart Radio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and they've been translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success of all kinds, come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle: seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help you develop the awareness and the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract those things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I'd also like to thank our listeners for making the Millionaire Mentorship Show the number one program on the Bashani Network, with over 2 million listeners. Folks, with listeners like you, nothing is impossible. So keep up the good work. Keep on listening and sharing and subscribing. Send your questions and comments to Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. That's Herbert@HerbertHarris.com. And I'd like to share some of your comments on the air. Everyone who sends a comment or question will receive a free audio download of the 4 Principles of Wealth Building. Our quote for today is from Charles Richards: "Don't be fooled by the calendar. There are only as many days in the year as you make use of. One man may get a week's value out of a year, while another man may get a full year's value out of a week." Again, that's from Charles Richards. And now, on with our program, Managing Your Time for Success. Managing Your Time for Success. There's a interesting quote that I like to think of. Rodin, the great artist, said, "Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely." Nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely. William Penn said, "Time is what we want most, but what we use worst." Time is what we want most, but what we use worst. This topic today, managing time for success, is critical because time management is really the bottom line on success. Your success will vary directly with how you manage your time. This treatment of time management comes from my book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, and Chapter 8, The Law of Value. It comes under the law of value because the most valuable thing that you can ever have is next to life and breath is time itself. There's a spiritual basis for time management, and it says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine. And what can be holier than time? And so that scriptural foundation says, don't waste your time on things that are not supportive of your goals, your vision, your purpose. Don't waste your time on things, people, activities that are not worthy of your attention. When we look at time, time is that great equalizer. Nobody has more time than anybody else. I think there are 84,400 seconds in a day, and everybody's time is the same. Whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're healthy, whether you're sick, whether you're white, black, red, or green, time is the same for everyone. It is your most valuable asset. Time is also the foundation for all change because it is the platform on which we live our lives. Success really becomes critical when we look at how you use your time in reference to creating the success that you want. So many times we get to the end of our day and we say, wow, where did the time go? We're at the beginning of the year, and I'm sure many people at the end of last year have that thought, where did the time go? Where did the months go? Where did the year go? If you don't use your time wisely, then it will slip away like grains of sand blowing in the beach. We look at the dictionary definition of time, and it says time is that point or period at which things occur. Put simply, time is when stuff happens. Everything we do is in the context of time, and the only real time is now. So there are two types of times. There's clock time, in other words, that you see on the wall, and there's real time. So clock time is what we're experiencing right now. It is the metric by which time is measured. There are 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 30 days in a month. The clock time is really just a metric of time. Clock time passes equally for everybody, and every human being has the same amount of clock time. But real time is relative, and real time is relative to what you're doing. So real time can either fly or drag based on what you're doing. When you're waiting in line in a traffic jam, time seems to move so slowly. But when you look at your kid, all of a sudden they're 12 years old and it looks like they grew up overnight. So time seems to move fast. So if time is relative, then how do you manage it? How do you control it? And I think the first key is to realize that we don't really live by the clock. The clock is just a metric. It's like a road sign. You know, if you're traveling on a superhighway, the clock is like the sign that says you're 200 miles away, you're 50 miles away, you're 20 miles away. But the real time is what you do on that journey. The clock time is relevant because it's a good measure of your journey, but it's irrelevant because of what you do in that clock time that really matters. For example, your alarm clock can go off at 6 a.m. in the morning to get you up. But in real time, you may just be so unmotivated that you never get out of bed. So what's the end result? Nothing gets done. So we live in a world of relative time, and the time depends on what we're doing. In other words, real time is mental. It exists between our ears. It exists within our mind. We can't manage clock time. 3 hours is 3 hours. But we have the power to manage real time, what we do with the hours that we have. Also, with time, at the end of the day, when you're on your success journey, there's an expectation that you will use your time wisely, and at the end of the day, that you will get things done, the things that you set out to do. Within that whole time paradigm is the expectation of accomplishment. In real time, we do what we choose to do. So success and accomplishment is really in our hands. If we choose to do nothing, that itself is a choice. Many times young people say that I'm just sitting here chilling. Well, chilling is a choice. We live on this great river of time that is always flowing. In other words, that clock time is always flowing. How we use that clock time determines the outcomes we experience. And so when you do nothing, you plant a seed of nothing, and what grows is the results of nothing. So say, well, I didn't choose to do anything, but the river of time is always moving. The vibrations always exist. And so when you choose to do nothing, you accept whatever vibrations are going on in your environment. You go wherever the river takes you if you choose not to row. Jobs operate on a level, a combination of real time and clock time. In other words, we have to be there by the clock. You got to be there at 9 o'clock. But what you do on the job is the real time. You have to perform at a certain level of productivity to keep the job. So you really perform in real time, although you schedule in clock time. I was counseling a young man about his professional career. And I was telling him, everybody shows up on time and leaves on time. But success comes about when you are there before your boss arrives and you're there when the boss leaves. Success comes about when you take initiative, for example. What you do with the hours while you're on the job will determine the level of success that you experience. If you do what everybody else does, then you'll get the results that everybody else gets. And hopefully after 40 years, you'll get a gold watch and a pension. That paradigm is no longer operable. And so in the job environment, especially if you don't do things, if you don't make yourself invaluable, you want to keep a job, then you make yourself indispensable. You position yourself so that they have to keep you, whatever your level of skills, whatever your level of commitment. You know, there are people in a job or even in any endeavor that you can say, I can always count on that person. They're always going to come through. That no matter what the challenge, no matter what the difficulty, they're always going to come through. That's the person you want to be. And you become that person by how you use the real time, how you use the hours, the minutes, the seconds you have available. So there are three elements to this time, real-time operation. There's thoughts, there's conversation, and there's action. Regardless of the life you live, the type of job you have, whatever position, the ways to you invest your time in your thoughts, in your conversations and in your actions. And conversations is really in a broad sense in your communications. You see, there are a lot of conversations you have that are not mouth conversations, but you might say subtle conversations. How you move, how you carry yourself, how you dress. You know, when you dress a certain way, most of my friends know that I pretty much travel suited and booted because I have found that being suited and booted communicates a certain image to most people, and they respond accordingly. The thoughts you have are determinative of the results you get. The first law of success says, a person shall have whatsoever they think in their heart. And so the interrelationship between time and thoughts are critical to success. Earl Nightingale said, you become what you think about most of the time. You become what you think about most of the time. The time equation, the success time parameter says this: what is the best use of my time right now? Okay, so now in clock time, it's 3 o'clock. Success says, what is the best use of my time 3 o'clock right now when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose? And so to our listeners today, I challenge each one of you that as you live your life from moment to moment, to ask yourself that question: what is the best use of my time right now? And then act accordingly. We're at the beginning of the year, and if you have not written your goals, if you have not internalized your goals, if you have not read your goals 2 and 3 times every day, then when you ask the time question, there's no frame of reference. So you see how this all fits together. Every success book says you have to have goals, written goals, shared goals, specific goals, measurable goals, goals set in advance, goals realistic based on where you are, goals that cover a time period. Without goals, time cannot be used most effectively. And it's going to go by. You have no control over that. But what you do with it is not clear. And so for success this year, the question is, what can you do to have the most productive days in light of your goals, your vision, and your purpose?
Wow, this sounds like a perfect place for a break. Let us take our pause for the cause break, and we'll be right back after some important messages to continue setting and achieving your goals in the new year. Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get 2 free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available.
And now, back to our program. So number one, how do you begin to put that productivity system together to get maximum success this year? Number one, you have to assess your time utilization. In other words, look at how you invest your time each day. And let me give you a transformational thought. We use the term spend your time. And the connotation is that once you've spent it, it's gone. It's finished. I like to think of how you invest your time. So every moment that you have in your life is like a seed. So how you plant that seed, how you invest that time, determines the crop that you will reap. When you look at how you spend each day, the hours you spend each day, you can now evaluate what you've been doing so that it can be transformative to help you do better. One exercise I'd love for you to do, I like to call it a checkup from the neck up and the heart down, to make a list in 15-minute intervals of everything you do in a day and commit to fill out that list as you move through your day. Just the discipline that it takes to make and complete that list is helpful in creating the vibration for success that you'll need to accomplish your goals. For example, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, that's a block of time. So at 7 o'clock, you get up. At 7:15, you brush your teeth. At 7:30, you're in the shower. At 7:45, you're laying out your clothes. At 8 o'clock, you're ready to move out the door. And so when you lay out your time activity, how you invest your time from moment to moment, that'll give you a good idea of how you're doing. I guarantee you'll be amazed. And so that when you say, man, time slips away, where did the time go? When you have that time utilization table, it tells you what you did with your most valuable asset. Many times you'll see big gaps and you go back and you say, well, wonder, what did I do for those 2 hours? How did I invest my time? What did I do? So number one, to make that time assessment, that is critical. Don't skip it, because you have to start to create in your mind a time consciousness and the relationship between time and accomplishment. Number two, assign a time to every activity or conversation that is important to your success. For example, what time are you going to start your day? What time are you going to finish your day? What time are you going to do your to-do list for the things you need to accomplish that day? What time do you plan to have lunch? What time do you have breakfast? That Tony Robbins once said, anything that is not scheduled will probably not be done. And so once you begin to assign a time to every activity and a realistic time, you see, the beauty of assessing your results is say, maybe I didn't leave enough time to plan my day. Maybe I didn't leave enough time to get dressed and be ready to walk out the door. Like, why am I late every day? Because you're starting late. So what am I do to create a late start? Sometimes you find that once you assign a time to every activity or conversation during the day, you may find that you try to squeeze too much in the day. Because once you lay out your action plan for that day, you may find that you have so many things in that action plan that you can't possibly accomplish them based on the time you assign to each thing to be done. Then you can revise that action plan, because if you continuously go through the day with 20 things to do and at the end of the day you're only getting 5 done, that means that the next day you have 35 things to do and you get 5 done. Then the next day you have nearly 100 things to do and you get 5 done. What will happen then is you will literally become discouraged and just quit doing and close your eyes to the possibility of success and become comfortable in where you are right now. Conformity, mediocrity. When we have appointments with people, that's very important. When you have meetings with people, assign a certain amount of time to each meeting. It's so easy to get into a conversational mode where you spend so much time chewing the fat and talking about old times that you look at me and say, oh my goodness, where did the time go? I'll share a tip with you. Whenever you're on a success path, you're going to need to meet people who are further along that path than you are. You're going to meet people that you need to bring into your fold to help you accomplish your goals. And one of the keys I learned once from a very, very successful person, he says, when you ask for a time appointment with someone who can really help you, don't ask for an hour. Don't ask for 45 minutes. And the reason is that anybody who is really on a success path has their day so planned out that they are not going to give you 45 minutes or an hour of their time until they know that whatever you are presenting is worth 45 minutes to an hour. They'll give you 5 minutes, maybe 10. And so when you're working with people of power, if you find that you call and you want to make an appointment and you say, I need an hour of your time, and you don't get any responses, that's why. When you say, I need 5 minutes of your time, 10 minutes of your time at most, then you use that 5 or 10 minutes to close the person that what you have to say is of value and worth 45 minutes or an hour of your time. I guarantee when you use this approach that you'll find that you're able to get those important appointments and you're able to get there. Now, it forces you to be clear about what you're doing in the appointment. You never want to go into the appointment saying, I came here to find out a little something about maybe what I can do to become successful. You need to come in with an agenda, and in that 5 minutes, convince the person that they need to give you more time. You see, another thing about people who are very, very successful, they plan their time in day-tight compartments and time-tight compartments, but they also recognize that things happen that are not planned for. And so they have the capacity to adjust their schedule based on an evaluation that a particular activity, a particular conversation is worthy of that adjustment. Number three, now this is interesting, folks. Plan to spend at least 50% of your time each day engaging in thoughts, activities, and communications that produce most of your desired results. Because you have a time construct, a time constraint to get things done, and productivity in each time segment is important, then you have to establish priorities. You can't live in a two-dimensional world where everything is on the same level. You have to establish priorities for how you spend your most valuable asset. So when you spend 50% of your time each day engaged in the thoughts, the activities, and the communications that produce most of your desired results, the supposition is that you have a goal for that day and it's laid out, and now you can organize your time to produce those results. In business, they say the 80-20 rule. They say that 80% of the results are gotten by 20% of your efforts. And so you have to choose those efforts that produce that 80%. There's a term in business, income producing activities, IPAs. And so in business, you want to spend 80% of your time in income producing activities. No less than 50% of your time in income producing activities. That will get you the results you desire. Number four, schedule for interruptions. Don't plan your time so tightly that there's no time for important interruptions that will surely occur from time to time. In other words, leave a little wiggle room or flexibility in your daily schedule so that when that person comes along that you really need to talk to, when that opportunity comes along that you really need to stop and listen to or pay attention to, the time is available. Number five, this is the jewel, folks. Spend 30 minutes each day planning your day. I'm going to even modify that closer. Spend 30 minutes each day, the night before the day, planning the next day. Something very interesting happens. When you plan tomorrow, the night before, in other words, today, it puts all the forces of the universe, your subconscious mind, your harmonic vibrations operating to bring about the results that you're seeking to achieve. And so if there was this one thing that will change your life, plan your day the night before, number one. And then number two, execute that plan the next day so that you're getting at least 80% of the things you set out to do that are important to your goals accomplished. Number six, program your expectations. I was talking with a young person and they said, I want to be a millionaire this year. That's possible. So my question is, great, what is your plan? That's your goal, $1 million this year. What is your plan? And the answer was, I'm not sure yet, but I know I'm going to do it. Well, that can be a way of setting yourself up for failure. So when you program your expectations, you picture the results desired before each thought, before each communication, before each activity takes place. When you lay out your plan, your things to do the night before, you begin to program your expectations. Sometimes I'll say, what do I want my life to look like at the end of the day tomorrow? This is the things I would like to have accomplished that day. When you start to program your expectations, you'll find that the law of expectation creates a vibration that makes you magnetic to attract the results that you're seeking into your life. Number seven, put a do not disturb sign wherever you are. Once again, we're a lot like lights in the darkness. And when you start to execute your plan, you'll find that you will attract all kinds of things, all kinds of people, all kinds of activities that are attracted to the light, that are attracted to movement, that are attracted to motion. And so put up a do not disturb sign when you absolutely have to get work done. Interruptions come into your space by permission. You permit interruptions into your life. And so to be effective in life, to be effective in business, you have to have periods in which you cannot be disturbed, where your focus is absolute, where your vibration with what you're seeking is totally congruent, and that nothing outside is permitted to come in. That do not disturb sign will give you the ability to concentrate and to focus to get desired results. Number eight, practice not answering the phone just because it rings. You know, the fact that a ringing phone can take your attention away from everything is amazing. So practice not answering the phone just because it rings. With caller ID now, you can evaluate whether that's a person that you want to talk to at that particular time. Also, don't be so rigid now. Many times you get calls from these automatic robocalls now. When you get them, log them in so that when they come again, you recognize them and not answer the phone, because they can make these robo numbers now so close to your number, you think it's a local call. So practice not answering the phone just because it rings. Number nine, block out distractions. Block out distractions. You know what the distractions are, the things that pull you away from what you're doing. So block out your distractions so that you can maintain your focus on your goals. You see, when distractions become, sometimes a distraction is to be overindulgent in Facebook or Instagram or social media. I'm always amazed that everybody's walking, looking down in their phones. I'm like, what are they looking at? That 80-20 rule always applies again, that 20% of your thoughts, communications, and activities produce 80% of the results. And so be very protective of your time by blocking out distractions. You know what they are. Venus Williams once said, to paraphrase her, that she doesn't focus on the obstacles, the distractions, the crowd, the noise. She only focuses on the results she's seeking. So now let's look at some time wasters. Let's go through these quickly. How do you block out distractions? Time wasters. Number one, crisis management. Other people's crisis. Lack of planning tends to lead to crisis. Crisis management steals your time, especially other people's crisis. Number two, telephone interruption. Take command of your telephone. Don't answer the phone just because it rings. Number three, lack of goals and priorities. If during your day you're wondering what to do next, then your goals are not clearly defined. Number four, attempting to do too much. Don't program yourself for failure by trying to do more than you can actually get accomplished in that daytime. Number five, ineffective delegation. Leverage your time through delegation. But once you've delegated something to somebody, let them do it. You go on and do something else. One mistake we made is we delegate and then we try to supervise. Number six, personal disorganization. You will never manage your time successfully if you're not organized. Personal disorganization causes you to be looking for things, trying to find things, and wasting your time. Personal disorganization is really a subtle type of time waster that undermines your results. Number seven, lack of self-discipline. Without self-discipline, you will not be successful. The success journey requires that you are the boss and the employee. You can't give yourself a day off. You have to stay on the path. Self-discipline is required to maintain focus. Self-discipline is required to maintain daily planning and to get daily results. Number eight, of course, learn how to say no. Not to be insensitive to other people's feelings, but to interpret everything based on your goals, your plan of action, your priorities. Very often, we create crutches for other people when we solve their problems, when they could be stronger by learning to solve their own situation. Number nine, procrastination. Procrastination is a choice. It's a choice that we make that choice when we're not clear about where we're going, when we're not clear about who we are. Procrastination is the thief of dreams. You see, there's only now. The only time that you can change the outcomes you seek in your life and the results that you're experiencing is now. The years come down to months. The months come down to weeks. The weeks come down to days. The days come down to hours. The hours come down to minutes, and the minutes come down to seconds. And so what you do with each second determines the success level that you will experience. As Rodin said, nothing is a waste of time if you use the experience wisely. So don't beat yourself up when things don't work. Just take the time to learn from each and every experience so that you can do more, so that you can be more. Shelton Howard says, "The common man is not concerned about the passage of time. The man of talent is driven by it." Be time driven. Be results oriented. I'll close with a poem. And it says, "This is the beginning of a new day. God has given me this day to use as I will. I can waste it or use it for good. What I do today is important because I am exchanging a day of my life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever, leaving in its place something that I have traded for it. I want it to be gain, not loss. Good, not evil. Success, not failure. In order that I will not regret the price I paid for it." And so, my friends, manage your time. Manage your life. Your dreams are built upon the wings of time. The blueprint of your dreams and the diligence of your efforts. Each day, each moment, ask yourself, what is the best use of my time right now? And act accordingly, knowing that the best is yet to come. And so it is. Remember, we are where we are because of the choices, decisions, and actions we take. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings.
Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire and surround yourself with people who love you, who inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, host of the Millionaire Mentorship Show. See you next week, same time, same station.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. VashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.